Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. You guys, for the rest of December, I am going to be doing something a little different from what I usually do during this time of year. I'm going to be skipping doing my traditional holiday content because, frankly, I've done it before. I'm kind of bored of it. And most importantly, I hate the holidays. So instead, I decided to do something festive in its own way. I will be bringing back the 2018 co-hosts in residence, and I'm going to be letting them each do something that I am referring to as Stump Jolie, which is probably a misnomer, as I think we're gonna find out in this very first episode. So in this very first episode, my co-host in residence from April, John Taylor, joins me back in the studio. Hi, John.
Bonjour.
Welcome back.
Was it really April? I felt like it was longer ago.
It really was April. It really was April. To me, it seems like a minute ago.
This year has dragged on so miserably.
Our guest and I were talking about it recently. It's like, every day feels like a year, but somehow the year only feels like a month. Like it's some weird, like 2018 has like so totally broken us that it's also broken our concept of time.
Also, can I note that when you introduce Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, the emphasis you put on podcast, as if there's like, it's just one branch of the Ask a Clean Person media empire.
It is, and we discussed this during your residency.
I was going to say, I am almost positive I asked that back
you
then
did.
Too.
You did, because there's Ask a Clean Person, the column, and then there's Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
So there are two things.
It's just like, and there's Ask a Clean Person, the merch. We have merch
Well,
now.
I also just like That's the idea new. That when you say the podcast, as if the person listening to this is all of a sudden like, oh shit, it's a podcast. That's right. I am listening to a podcast.
Do you want me to change the name of the show?
No, you don't have to change the name of the show. I don't really know what else it would be.
Do I just call it Ask a Clean Person?
Unless you're going to make some kind of like pun on some kind of cleaning thing.
I actually shorthand call it the Clean Cast.
Yeah, so there. Yeah. But like Clean Cast is too vague, I feel like.
I mean, I feel like it.
Or I say for you to make that the official name.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, it's just, the thing is, it's just a holdover from when I first started it as a podcast that I wanted to be able to differentiate, like, on, like, Twitter and in, because at various times I've run the podcast, like, as a column also, and I just wanted to differentiate between the column called Ask a Clean Person and the podcast called Ask a Clean Person. But yes, you mentioned this. Every time.
I'm sure I did.
Every time we do this. I hope you're excited to talk about red clay.
I was waiting. I should have made a bet. Like, will we even get 2 minutes into this before it comes up?
I was waiting either for you to bring up, you wrote a book, Jolie?
We got time for
that. Or the Ask a Clean Person, the podcast thing.
Okay.
And then I was going to.
I like how predictable this is.
We make a good pair.
This is like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton's marriage.
It's really exactly how I think of it. All right, you guys. So before we get into today's episode, which I don't even know how this is really going to go.
That makes two of us.
I think it's going to go great. I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. You guys, as a reminder, it's only $2 a month. Chip Chat is very fun. We've got British Chips Crisp Chat today.
Might.
Well, I bought them just for you because I remember you really, really like them. So I got you three different Walkers flavors for you to try that I think are sort of peak Brit.
So Coronation Chicken.
They didn't have them, but I really wanted them because I was hoping you would do the weird voice.
peak British is like something that's been aged in a can of like...
Custard.
One of their gross ales. That all their beer is bad and tastes the same and is served lukewarm, and you're just supposed to like pretend... The whole British thing about, like, no, beer is supposed to be drunk at room temperature. You don't make it cold because that, whatever the stupid reason. But it loses the fact that, like, sometimes it's good for beer to be cold because some beers taste really bad. But if they're really cold, you don't notice it. Like, that's why Coors' whole thing is, like
Bud Light.
Yeah, that's why Coors Light's whole thing is, like, you know, cold as the Rockies. Beyond it being, like, a whole, like, you know, it makes sense for their brand.
Right.
Like, because you have to drink that shit cold. A warm Coors is basically piss.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink that.
So, like, and the same thing is true of, like, the main, like, the basic British ales and lagers you get in a pub, all of which taste the same, like Fuller's ESB, for example. I hope you don't have, like, a advertising deal across the pond.
Not that I know of.
Apologies to your British listeners, but who are all probably in agreement that stuff like Fuller's is garbage, and it's even more garbage when you get it, and it's, like, room temperature water, essentially, and you're like, no, this is just not. Just give me... There's a reason everyone in England, like, drinks foreign beers. Like, they all just drink Heineken and Cronenberg and 1664.
I'm sorry that they're drinking
Heineken.
That's terrible.
Skunky, gross beer.
It's really gross. I really don't like Heineken.
Or Carlsberg and all the other, like, German and French beers because they recognize their beers
better.
Are trash.
Yeah.
British beers are trash.
I'm just a fan of cold drinks. Like, I'm an ice enthusiast.
No, you ice your wine.
I ice my
like
wine.
You're, like, you're in a medieval, like, fantasy novel.
Listen, If I had my choice, I would live in a medieval fantasy novel. Who wouldn't?
Me?
Okay, yes, of course.
No, well, I mean,
sidebar. At some point, you guys, we are going to talk about cleaning. I promise.
No, we're not.
Sidebar, John, I was up in Boston a few weeks ago, and remember that one of the things you also loved to make fun of me about was my love of Bud Light, because you were like, that's the hockey beer.
Is it
Do you remember this? You said it.
I believe I said it.
You
the
said
other,
it.
Well,
you
because
said
the
it
other
repeatedly.
Option would be like Miller Lite, and Miller Lite's definitely not the hockey beer.
No,
Miller,
definitely not.
Miller Lite. The thing is, Miller Lite and Bud Light are both football beers, but Bud Light, I feel like, has kind of tried to claim the hockey.
Well, they have.
Okay.
So you're right that it is quite literally the hockey beer, because when I went to the 99 in Charlestown for my traditional dinner of steak tips and rice pilaf.
Jesus God, this is so masshole.
Listen, when in Rome, eat steak tips. There was like a big like poster right up at the front of the 99 that was like a whole Bruins thing.
Yeah, Bruins fans.
And it was like, I actually took a photo and meant to text it to you and I totally forgot. But it was like, this is like your hockey beer. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
John was right.
I was right.
Damn it.
As long as you don't get into like Bud Light Lime.
I actually like Bud Light Lime.
Or like their various weird margarita flavors.
I haven't tried any of those.
They're too sweet.
I imagine they're
really
they would be.
Gross.
Anyway, should we talk about some cleaning?
Sure.
Okay, so you guys, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to see if this works out. We are going to play this little game called Stump Jolie that isn't really going to be Stump Jolie. I'm going to let John ask me whatever he wants. Whatever he wants. You don't even have to ask me about cleaning. You could ask me anything. Like, why are you like this? Which I
imagine. Like,
the first...
Number one, this is not a therapy session. And number two, that would be like a six episode series.
Yeah, just like wheel in whiteboard. So yeah, I figured I would do this because I had so much fun having the co-host in residence, and I wanted to bring them back. And this was kind of a good like way to kind of tie each of the episodes together where I bring you back, but also because it was a nice way, I hope, for me to give back to you guys a little bit and just be like, here, let me devote 45 minutes to solving your life. Now, the thing is, I know, because I know John, that there are some ongoing cleaning struggles in his household. I have
the dog.
Well, there's the dog.
His very hairy, sheddy existence that defies all of my attempts to control it.
Yeah, I mean,
I've given up.
Yeah,
you just
given.
Vacuum.
Yeah.
That's it.
You just vacuum the dog.
Honestly?
Is the thing, yeah. I think you got to start vacuuming the dog. But no, I've been privy to a few cleaning-related debates that have gone on in your households in the past couple months.
Is this about how, like, Lindsay gets mad when I try to clean over her shoulder while she bakes?
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
Okay.
So anyway, I figured I would just let you take it away. So okay. I am going to... let you ask me whatever it is that you want to ask me.
Okay, wow, this is too much pressure. Well, I will say, like, there is one, it's not even really a conundrum, because I'm sure the answer is either very simple, or it's just, like, there are, like, two steps, and I'm just too lazy to do it.
Okay.
But I've had a pair of Vans classics, the ankle height, what do you call those, the ones that are, like, ankle high? Do they have a name besides Vans classics?
No, I don't think they do.
The lace-ups, though, not the slip-ons. That they're reddish, maroon, in that spectrum of color.
Yep, I know the ones.
They got mud spattered a while ago. Like a while ago, months ago.
Was it red clay?
No. Why would it be red clay?
Because red clay is mud!
But there's no red clay up in New York.
You're a baseball writer. You.
I'm sorry, do I live in Georgia now?
Perhaps.
Do I like boiled peanuts?
I've actually never had.
I've never had them.
I haven't either, actually.
They're not a thing up here.
Maybe we should go to Georgia.
Okay, good. a road trip episode.
We'll eat some boiled peanuts.
We just go around solving the issues of various southern interests.
We'll investigate the scorch of red clay.
Here's how I would clean up Tecumseh Sherman's March to the Sea. I'm sorry to all your Georgia listeners. That's just rude.
All twos of them. Okay, so you got mud splattered.
Yeah, and this was months ago. And okay. I didn't clean them at the time because I either didn't notice or forgot or just slipped my mind or whatever it is.
Okay.
And so they've just been sitting in our shoe area just like with these dried mud stains that are very clearly like set in. It's not just like there's flaky dried mud on them. They're just like, bam, in there. I've never bothered looking up how to clean them because I am lazy and honestly don't care that much.
Okay. But now you're here.
But now I'm here, so I'll take advantage of this opportunity.
Okay.
How do I get those out? Okay. I wish I'd actually like brought one with me, but I don't want to carry around a muddy shoe in my bag.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, actually pretty easy. So the first thing is, I mean, don't leave them for months.
Yeah, I know.
But actually, when it comes, mud is one of those weird outlier stains that is not best treated straight away.
Okay.
So the reason for that is that, and this is facile, and I know you know this, mud is just dirt with water in it.
Right.
And it is actually a lot easier to clean dirt than it is to clean active mud.
Right.
So if you let it dry, it just goes back to dirt, and that's much easier to clean.
Just like us.
Yeah. So step one, and it sounds like probably with the shoes in question, you don't need to do this, but still probably not a bad idea. Is to try to knock off as much of the loose dirt as you possibly can. So you can do a combination of, clapping the shoes together, banging them over a trash can, whatever it is. The other thing you can do is use a dry brush of some sort, like old toothbrush would be great. Definitely not the one you're currently using for your mouth.
Oh, well, that was white. I'm really glad you said that because...
You could use Fisher's toothbrush.
Especially because it's an electric toothbrush, so I was just going to like turn it on and let it just vibrate on the shoe.
I mean, actually, it would work. It would be fine.
It's one of those like little Quip
one
brushes.
One of the tiny little ones.
This would take
forever.
This is now SponCon because I've mentioned the brand name.
Good. I need money. Yeah, so like an old toothbrush or like... A nail brush, that you use to clean under your nails, or even one of those brushes on the little shape of the potato.
I actually bought a new pair of Vans, the MTE, the Skate High MTEs, the like weatherproofed like high tops they have, because I needed just a pair of shoes to wear when it's like bad outside because I have to walk a dog a lot.
Right.
And I actually bought their little cleaning kit that included a brush in it.
That's perfect. That's exactly what you need for it.
Great.
Okay, so start by brushing away as much of the dry dirt as you can. Then, fun fact about dirt and mud. It is a protein stain.
Okay.
Weird.
So basically,
right?
So this is...
Because usually in my universe, protein stains are the things that come out of you.
So basically, for all intents and purposes, my question would have been no different if I'd said, I accidentally came all over my shoes and just let it sit there for a while.
The answer actually would have been, let it dry.
Okay.
Brush it away. Gross. Oh, my God.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah. No. But actually, no.
But this is good to know that mud and jizz are just the same thing.
And listen, mud is just the jizz of
the least family friendly.
The jizz of the earth, John.
Congrats on being the X-rated Heloise.
Thank you. What did someone call me the other day? There was some, they did some like ridiculous riff on Heloise that was so good. Like Hell, Helloise or something like that. It was very good. Sorry, I can't remember it.
Is it a Halloween thing?
I'm a little brain dead. I've been working too hard these days. Yes. Also, one of the other co-hosts in residence referred to this as the horniest cleaning show, which I was like, yes, that's true, too.
It's a pretty small community, I would bet. Unless there's one where it's actually, like, cleaning naked, which seems like a really bad idea given the number of, like, industrial solvents that are used.
Yeah, that's come up on this show before. A lot of people do clean naked, actually. There's a term for it, like, that's one of my guests told. I don't know. I don't think it's the best idea just because of what you said, that, like, you're working with chemicals. Water's a chemical.
I don't really need formula 409 on my genitals.
No, you don't. No, no.
And that's not even like the worst one.
I'm sure some people do put formula 409 on their genitals. And actually, this is a good time to remind you guys that the merch is available. You can get a formula 69 shirt for your grandmother for Christmas.
Lovely gift.
All right, let's go back to these shoes that we're trying to save here. So you're going to brush them off, and then mud is a protein stain. So you want to treat it just like you would jizz.
Okay.
So lick it up.
Wow.
Sorry, over the line. Oh, there's the line, and then there's Jolie leaping over the line. No, you want to use your enzymatic cleaner. So you want to use your Zout, your crud cutter. Remember crud cutter,
our old
friend crud cutter. Sports stain remover?
Oh, yes.
Yes, because mud, sports stain.
It is.
Just like red clay.
Sports stain. Just like jizz.
Just like jizz, sports stain. Any one of those enzymatic cleaners will take it off, probably because it's been sitting on the shoe for a long time. Once you apply the enzymatic cleaner, you might want to go back with that brush, rinse it off so there's no loose dirt on it,
mm-hmm.
And also so it's a little damp, and kind of work the cleaning product into the stains, and then you can just throw them right in the washing machine.
Oh,
yeah,
look at that.
Yeah. So the thing with the washing machine, you know how to machine wash sneakers?
You take the laces out.
Yes. Okay. So that's the one thing. I just want to make sure you knew that part. So you take the laces out. You can throw them into one of those mesh baggies and put them in the wash too if you want. Then when you take them out, they will only be just barely damp because the torque of the spin cycle will like really extrude most of the water from them. And then to dry them, flip the tongue over the toe box because that just allows more air to circulate within the shoe and dry out.
Sure. Hot, cold, warm?
Colds. Yeah.
Right.
Heavy soil. Actually, you do want to use probably the heavy soil.
I'll just throw it in with my
setting.
Gym clothes then. Although my gym clothes are hot, so.
You wash your gym clothes on hot?
Yeah.
No.
Murder all the microbes.
No.
Wait, why should I not be doing this?
No, that's all wrong.
How's this wrong?
It's all wrong. It's entirely wrong. All right, on to our second question from John. Why am I washing my gym clothes wrong?
Yeah, why am I?
You are.
Not even why, how. It's less a why. It's not like I made an active choice to do it the wrong way.
Well, you did make an
I made an ignorant choice to do it the way I do it.
That's right. The hell are they teaching you at Columbia?
Not this. Honestly, and this could be a whole long-ass rant. High schools and honestly, colleges and freshman years should have classes that teach you how to do basic household things.
Absolutely.
When I got to college, because I'm a dumbass who grew up in a nice family where I didn't have to do stuff like do
privilege
my own laundry.
Bubble.
I know, right? It's great. As we know, because we're talking about Columbia, Like I had to ask, how the hell do I do laundry?
Like, oh, that's shameful.
Like, I knew it's like you put clothes in the machine and the machine spits water on them and then they're clean. But, like, how do I separate clothing? What cycle am I using? Like, what do I need to know so that I don't ruin my goddamn clothing? Like, stuff like that, or even just stuff like just, not even necessarily cleaning basics, but just like basic stuff like how do you do this? How do you do, like, stuff that an 18-year-old, normally at least, would not be expected to know on their own. Because their parents did a whole lot of this stuff already.
Right.
Like, even something as simple as, like, this is like, I know home ec is like a very, like.
I was just going to say, the problem is that we need home ec back.
We just need it in not the really old school, like, sexist version that existed where it's just like you're taught how to make a pie.
Right.
Which honestly would actually be kind of helpful.
Which is actually a great, great skill. The point is that,
like. Cooking basics would be super useful.
Right.
For, like, 18-year-olds who are going to college for the first time and are then being given, in some cases, like, a kitchen. And being told, okay, don't burn anything down or ruin it.
Yeah, I mean, we had a kitchen, or I mean, not freshman year because we're in just like the big high rise dorms, but sophomore through senior year, we lived in converted apartment buildings that had kitchen.
Yeah,
we were responsible for everything.
I was in, oh damn it, what's the name of the one next to the J school? Furman?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in that one sophomore year, and that had a what's it called? A shared kitchen for the entire floor. And then I was in Watt junior year, and so that was a kitchen in a two-person apartment. And then I was in EC in a suite the last year, so that was, you know, a shared kitchen for like five people.
I have many, many stories of EC, my friend.
Oh man.
That just brought back some memories.
If we really wanted to alienate everyone, this would just be a whole discussion of like Columbia dorms and how Ween was obviously the worst one.
And also, all right, let's not do that because it'll be very boring.
Didn't Ween have the like the toilet or the prison style situation where it's like a room with a toilet also in it, where it's like the bathroom wasn't separate? I remember hearing that, but I never saw it in person.
I don't think I ever saw them
okay.
in person.
But anyway, so
anyway, all right,
that's my rant. Home ec should come back.
Home ec should come back.
And
here's
shop.
The thing, like the reason for eradicating home ec was. It made sense in a lot of ways because you're right. It was incredibly sexist the way that they used to do home ec. The problem is that instead of eliminating home ec, they should have just said like needing to do laundry and needing to know how to boil water is a genderless skill set that everyone needs. And so everyone's going to get home ec instead of just doing away with it entirely. Now, on the flip side, if home ec hadn't been eradicated in the way that it was, I wouldn't have this job, and I'm very grateful for this job. So
there you go.
I'm torn
pros
on
and
it.
Cons.
Yeah.
Well, could also, because I also would like
but
it to
I do
include
agree
stuff,
with you.
Include stuff like how to do personal finances.
Right.
Like, it's not
how
a thing.
How to sew a button on a shirt.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore because we live in a paperless society, but like how to balance a checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how to do that when I was 18,
yeah.
when I had checks, because that was still a time when checks were a thing. I can only imagine going back to your time when, you know.
Back in the horse and buggy era,
when you,
Jolie.
When, you, would
when
go,
you attended Columbia.
When you would go to the store and the shopkeeper would have a tab running. To bring
yeah,
goods.
The old food emporium.
To bring goods from the unincorporated territories out west.
Okay, so now here's the thing about our beloved alma mater, however. They are a little bit doing this.
Okay.
Because they had me come back to school this fall.
Oh, you finally finished your degree. That's great.
I did. I was very proud of myself. No, they had me come back to school and do a thing. The library organized it. And it was like, in conjunction with the housing authority, not the housing authority.
No, that's a little different.
Residential life.
There you go.
There I go. And it was great. There were tons of students there. They asked great questions. But, like, yeah, a lot of their questions really were just, like, how do you do laundry?
Yeah, because this is
so
the thing, like,
hopefully they'll, like, continue letting me do that and other schools will do it, too.
Especially Ivy kids who have, the majority of them have grown up in their giant privilege bubble where they've never had to do any kind of manual labor for themselves ever. To then be dumped into that environment where it's like, well,
you're just on your own.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, and you can look this stuff up online, certainly. And like, especially nowadays, it's probably easier than it was when I was in college or when you were in college to find this information out there, such as through this podcast.
Right.
But
there's still something to be said for like being shown exactly what
not,
to do.
Not just being shown, but being able to practice it.
Yeah. Which actually, you know, I'll say, like, to kind of get back to your thing about, like, why do I refer to this as Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, is to differentiate it from other things. One of the reasons that I wanted to do the podcast was because I realized that there was a whole way of conveying information that is just better in the spoken word than in the written word.
That
and so
true.
I wanted to have, you know, sort of originally when I conceived of the show, I thought of it as being like an addendum to the columns, that sometimes just having me sit here and explain in my own verbal words rather than written words, you know, how to do something or you know, what I mean when I say a tiny amount of detergent.
Because it's like a thing with like cooking recipes, too, where it's like they say, like when they don't give you specific metric measurements, they're just like, or where they say, like, let it go for until the thing, like, softens up or whatever. And you're like, okay, but how
what is
soft
that? How do I know
now?
What
like,
that looks like? And, yeah.
But anyway, so, yes, you were lecturing me on my boiling my gym clothes.
Okay, so you're boiling your gym clothes. So now there are sort of two issues with boiling your gym clothes.
Okay.
And then another whole thing about hot water washing generally.
Okay.
So let's talk specifically about the boiling of the gym clothes. Right. The two reasons that you don't want to boil gym clothes are, first of all, most of the fabrics that you find in our athletic gear these days do not prefer to be washed in hot water. So anything with elastic.
Okay.
And anything that's like a sweat wicking type material, those are just better off washed in cold water, especially when you're talking about elastic, which will break down over time when exposed to high heat.
Okay.
So that's sort of the first reason. The second reason is that there, and it's like a little bit counterintuitive that you think like, oh, hot water is boiling away the bacteria. But in a way, and this is much more of an issue in the dryer than it is in the washer, but it's a little bit of an issue in the dryer, in the washer too.
Okay.
That if you think about the mechanism of cooking and what adding heat into something that doesn't smell that much, when it's not exposed to heat does when it's exposed to heat, like think of a bell pepper, a slice of bell pepper raw. It smells like a little bit like something, but not a lot. But if you put bell pepper into a hot pan and start cooking it, all of a sudden it becomes very, very fragrant.
Right.
That same thing is true of your gym clothes that have smells in them, that applying any kind of heat to them, whether it's hot water or the heat from a dryer is going to amplify any smells that are in there.
Okay.
Again, much more of an issue in the high heat from the dryer. But that's the reason why you don't want to do that. The other thing that's just sort of like a broader thing around the use of hot water in washing machines now is that you really don't need it. The reason is because detergent formulas have evolved so significantly, I would say probably in the past 20 or so years, that you don't really need hot water to make detergents as effective as you used to need hot water to make detergents effective.
Well, look at that.
And generally speaking, you want to use cold water because it's so much gentler on every kind of fabrics, which means that your clothes are going to get an extended lifespan because they're not going to be as sort of broken down as they will be over the course of a lot of exposure to high heat.
Wait, so then with regards to, because I know you mentioned cold water. Okay.
Okay.
Duly noted.
Cold water. Here are your basic rules of gym gear stuff.
Okay.
Cold water, turn them inside out before you wash them.
Right.
Most of the bacteria is on the inside of the clothes, makes sense, where you sweat. So if you turn them inside out, the dirtiest part of the clothes is going to get the most exposure to detergent and water.
Sure.
If it's elastic, sweat wicking, all of that stuff. Wash it on the gentle or delicate cycle. It's just going to, extend the lifespan of the stuff.
Okay.
Don't wash it alongside towels or fleece, which are very linty, and those fabrics tend to, like, grab lint and hold on to them. Don't use fabric softener. No fabric softener. The reason for the no fabric softener rule is that it leaves a coating behind that will trap bacteria in the fibers, which results in a pretty common thing, actually, is for people to pull their gym gear out of the wash and it's still, even though they know it's clean, it smells dirty.
Oh, well, how about that?
That often happens because you're using fabric softener and it's trapping the odor-causing bacteria into the fibers.
I just figured I wasn't using enough detergent.
No!
Well, because I have also that, like, that...
That's the other rule. Don't over-detergent.
I have that bloody laundress detergent or whatever.
No.
I'm doing everything wrong.
I hate them.
What? Okay, is this like a personal vendetta?
Yeah, it is a personal vendetta. Okay. They were incredibly rude to me at an event once, and that was like their event, and I'm pressed, and I was like at the time I was writing for Esquire, I'm like, really? You're snubbing Esquire? This seems like a poor decision on your part.
Yeah.
And it was especially awkward because the room that we were in was about as big as this studio, so I literally like watched them across the room to could say to their PR person, like, no, we don't want to meet her. And I was like, okay, duly noted, your products are crap and I will never write about them again. So
did you at least get some free booze out of it?
No, I don't think I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta do my Owen Wilson. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, there are better detergent. I mean, use the detergent you've got until it's gone, but like then we'll get you into a better a better sports detergent. Because there actually are some really good sports detergents on the market. One that I really, really... Were you the one who loved the names of things? The like the weird product
names?
Yeah,
because it just sounds like they were come up with during meth binges. Like, who named something Zout? That's like some, like... 50s Batman or 60s Adam West Batman punching the Joker
ass
noise.
It really is, actually. It really is. Maybe that's why I like
Zout.
It so much.
It's also like it's very clearly playing off Shout.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the people behind Shout when they saw Zout come out were like, okay,
oh,
what
great.
The hell? We're right. It's like it'd be like someone coming out with a detergent called like Schmide. And I mean the Tide people would be like, are you fucking kidding? Like, you can't do that. This is also my plan now, is to make bargain basement detergent that is just very clearly ripping off the names of, like, established detergents.
I'm all in on this. We're going to start selling Crud Cutter with a C.
I probably can't name more than, like, two detergents anyway. It's, like, Tide and, like, Gain, which I think is a detergent.
It is, yeah.
Okay, and then I guess Shout is also a detergent.
No, it's a pre-treatment, laundry pre-treatment.
Well, okay, this is a
yeah.
world I don't even know.
We know the laundress. That's what you use.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
And also because they sell it in the Container Store where Lindsay and I live now.
Yes, yes.
Because it's great for both of us. It's stuff that feeds the inner OCD in my body to organize. And I'm actually not sure what she gets out of it, but it does help us organize stuff. And that brings me great joy and satisfaction.
She was very excited about the pull-out drawer she just got, which we'll talk about in the second segment. I was going to say one other thing.
Well, I was going to ask you about
went out of my mind
with about the dryer and gym clothes. So should I not be putting my gym clothes in the dryer?
Okay, so the dryer thing, you can dry them in the dryer, no problem, but dry them on low heat.
Low heat, okay. Although I think part of the problem there is I think because my building has a giant laundry room, I don't actually know if our dryers have a low heat setting. I think it's just one general heat. We have dryers. We have like big industrial size ones that you can select like low, medium, high.
Okay.
And then the other one, I think, is just you have the option of colors, permanent press, delicates, maybe.
Delicates probably the one you want. That'll be the low heat.
All right.
Yeah, just text me what your options are the next time you're doing laundry, and I'll tell you which one the right one is for your machine. But yeah, with gym gear, you definitely want to dry on low heat because of that cooking effect that you get with the smell. Oh, the detergent thing, over-detergenting.
Yes.
Don't do that either.
Well, no, I usually, like, I fill it up, like, only a certain... Because I know every washer now is like, don't put too much detergent in.
Well, what ends up happening with your gym gear especially is that when you're retaining soap in the fibers of your gym gear and then you're adding body soils like sweat and skin and all that good stuff into the mix, you're creating... a really, really happy environment for mildew to start growing because mildew feeds off of soap and skin, and it also needs moisture for its water source, which your sweat is. So you're going to end up with that like weird mildew smelling gym gear thing, which happens.
Yeah.
I actually had the pleasure of sitting next to a man on a flight to LAX who had that thing going on.
Oh,
I was
good.
Like, this
6 hours in a confined space.
Yeah, 6 hours in a middle seat next to Mr. Mildew Man.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was really, it was a larger fellow as well.
I was sitting next to...
Although I have to say, after having said that, he was incredibly nice and he was incredibly, even though he was quite large, and I mean, he had to have been so uncomfortable, and I definitely fell for him. He was very, very aware of not encroaching on my personal space sitting
nice.
In the middle seat. And I was in between him and a friend. So I was like...
Oh, so you got the cross conversation
yeah,
thing
I was like, okay, this could really go badly. But they didn't do any of that. They were super, super nice. And like, yeah.
Well, shouts to you two people.
So, but the mildew smell was, you know, for someone who's like a super smeller over here. It's just like, well, it's 5:45 in the morning.
I'm very excited because I
guess I'm going to just start drinking on this plane.
Well, like, I was going to say because I'm going to Vegas next week for baseball's winter meetings.
Fun.
Yeah. So that's a good solid 4.5 hour flight. So I'm very excited to learn which dude who hasn't showered in like good solid week I'm going to end up sitting next to.
Probably someone from like Yahoo Sports. I feel like that's
That's mean.
It is mean, right?
To Yahoo Sports.
It is mean, but
which is a fine publication.
It is a fine publication, but don't you think that's of all of them, that's the one, that's the non-showering
Look,
one?
I've seen some real schlubs in the press box in my life. Like
I
guys
bet.
Guys who clearly bought all the clothing they own 20 years ago and are just never going to do that again. And they're just going to keep wearing that same clothing until it rots off their body.
I think I worked with that guy.
Wow.
All right. All right, listen, we got to take a break at some point, so this is a good time to do that.
As I'm viciously
dragging the anonymous members of the sports
press.
John and I will be right back with more of his cleaning questions. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, not the podcast.
Oh, so what is this?
Just the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what.
Is this a video series? I'm glad I dressed up today.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the vlog.
Is that still a thing?
I've just read the word yesterday. I'm like, people still refer to themselves as vloggers?
YouTubers.
Like, it was like mommy vlogger.
You have to get a Twitch channel and then just live stream yourself doing laundry.
I should do that. Actually, we were thinking about maybe live streaming doing the recordings so that people can see my charades that I play when I'm
here. I was
going
to say, because the decor is not really anything to show off here.
Which, it looks nice in here. This is a great improvement on the old studio. Well, come on.
You mean this exact same room, but with a longer table?
No, remember the old one?
No, I was... Oh, right. Yeah, Lindsay and I went... Yeah,
the little corner.
The cramped little area. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, you guys recorded. I think you guys recorded.
We recorded a Valentine's Day episode.
You did. I think that might have been the last episode that I did in that studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should have we had pissed on the place when we were done or something.
Fisher might have.
He might have. We will never know.
All right. This episode is devoted to John asking me whatever he wants to ask me and us talking about all kinds of things that have nothing to do with cleaning. But we've explained mud. We've explained gym gear. This is relevant to your interests.
This is relevant to my life. I will say the other thing with my gym gear.
You can send this around to the staff of Sports Illustrated and be like, well, I learned all of these sporty things.
Listen to me say the word jizz a bunch. Which I guess is probably not all that different from what it's like when I'm in the office on a regular basis anyway. I'm just sitting there typing and occasionally just yell out obscenities just because I can.
Sure, why not?
It's no different than what Gary Smith did.
No, not at all.
I mean, the thing is, just sitting there screaming.
There are still people you work with who know me from 20 years ago when I worked there. So
the thing is, we are rapidly running out of those people.
There are like two of them left. Yeah.
The media industry has a thing about basically if you've been in the media longer than 20 years, you're just walking with a giant target on your back.
Yes.
Or you're like the head of the Paris Review.
Which
is a target on your back in a different
kind of
way.
On your back kind of thing.
Because you're a pervert.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
But I was just going to ask gym gear-wise, and this is very niche.
Yeah. Boxing gloves?
Not boxing gloves. I don't actually own boxing gloves.
Oh, that's right.
The gym I go to we cycle through them, which I know is the most disgusting thing in the
Completely
world.
Completely disgusting.
But, hey, number one, boxing gloves are like $60 a pop. And number two, I have no desire to try to clean those every time I use them. Nor finding a place to put them. Lindsay already complains enough that the smell of my gym clothes, dirty in the hamper, is horrifying. It is.
I was just going to say, the avoiding pissing Lindsay off is the right reason for not buying the boxing gloves.
But,
although I do have, there is a product that, like, it's like a weird, like, pump system.
Okay.
That I completely, I'm blanking on so many names today. Well, I'm blanking on names today because I didn't have my like prepared notes.
I was gonna say, have you been drinking or?
No, actually, I haven't been. Just the gulp, just hitting that Diet Coke.
December really does feel like a big. It's because of all the holiday parties. December just feels like one endless like just drink fest sometimes.
It does, and it's by by like the 18th, I'm usually like, my liver is like pleading for mercy and like.
But on the other hand, it is Nog season, motherfuckers.
I was going to ask you if you want to do Nogfest again this year.
Nogfest.
I meant to ask
Nogfest
Lindsay that yesterday when I talked to her. We have to do Nogfest again.
Love the Nog.
I was thinking maybe I would volunteer to host Nogfest at the Lily Pad, okay. Except that then everyone has to walk up six flights of stairs.
And then slide down them after four or
right.
five Nogs.
So we'll
literally
talk.
Like just buy a toboggan and just.
Or like it's just a slip and slide.
Yeah. But with regards to the gym, I know okay, gym, so the, I know you with the thing, the pumping, and I'm
yeah.
just, I know at our gym, I think they just spray Lysol in the gloves and that's the end of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad way to go. Lysol kills bacteria.
Yeah. Which I think is just their one concern is that we don't get staph infections.
Right. Which you don't want staph infections.
You
I mean,
really
that's
don't.
Like, you really, really, really do not want staph infections. In fact, on the last episode, the Hanukkah episode,
what? How is this going to connect to staph infections?
Let me tell you.
This is going to be a ride from point A to point B.
It really is. Because the guest who I had on the show, Ashley Feinberg, currently works for my first editor at Deadspin,
okay.
Tommy Cracks. And when Tommy was still my editor at Deadspin, my first year at Deadspin, I wrote a post about cleaning hockey gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I included in the post, I embedded photos of staph infections.
Oh, good God. Why would you do that?
Because I'm me. You've met me.
That is horrifying.
It was horrifying. That's why I did it. That's
that
why
that
I
counts
did
as
it.
One of my questions. What is wrong with you?
So I did it to be provocative, you know? I mean, I thought it was funny and like I was trying to drive home a point. And Tommy ended up taking them out of the post and just linking to them. He took out the embeds and linked to them. And he was like, I had to take them out. I have a rule. If it's too gross for me, it's too gross for Deadspin. And it was way too fucking gross for me. And I was like, oh man, I'm proud of myself. I'm too gross for Deadspin. Like, I've.
You should get that on a t-shirt.
Honestly, one of my like more like inspired professional moments. I'm very proud of myself. So anyway, that's how it came up in the Hanukkah episode.
But my thing with the boxing is I have boxing wraps, which
right.
you buy and you keep, and they're horribly disgusting because they're just sweat strips, essentially.
Right.
You just wrap them on your hands and they just absorb all your hand sweat.
Right.
So I don't put them in the washing machine because since they have Velcro, they just end up attaching themselves to my clothing and then spiraling around the clothing, and they
right.
just, it's just stupid. And I don't want to put them in the dryer because I don't want to shrink them.
Okay, that's fair.
So what I do is I just hand wash them mm-hmm. in the sink. I just put them in the sink, dump in some detergent. You know, put on some gloves.
I've seen this wash water.
Yeah, it's hideous.
Yeah.
You know, scrub, you know, just squeeze them out for a bit, like as if it were a regular washing machine, but
mm-hmm.
hand-powered,
mm-hmm.
which I guess is what people did before
yes.
washing machines existed.
Indeed. It's called hand washing.
I have 2 degrees, I'd like to know. And then just let them sit in the water, soak for a bit, and then eventually drain, rinse, and just hang them up on my shower mm-hmm. rod to dry out, which... I'm assuming that there is probably no better way to do this, but man, does it suck doing that.
There's a better way.
Okay.
Yeah, there's totally a better way.
Okay.
And that's fine. I mean, I hand wash, a fairly decent amount of stuff in my own life, partly because I launder at a laundromat, and sometimes, like, I just don't feel like going to the laundromat, and I'm like, I'll just do a small load of, like, hand wash, like, gym clothes I hand wash a lot.
Right.
Because they're easy. They dry fast.
Yeah,
and
because otherwise you have to buy, like, 17 pairs of shorts.
Right.
Which are weirdly expensive.
Yeah.
It's like $25 for a pair of shorts that I get to wear, like, one time before it smells like it's been dragged through a catacomb.
Right.
Like,
well, now they're not going to be smelling that way because...
Right. Well, I'm just saying, after I'm done wearing them...
Oh, you get one wear out of them before
you
have to wash them.
Yeah, and the stench is...
Yeah.
I'm really getting... far too personal here with regards to
there's no such thing
the
as
amount
far
of
too
sweat.
It's no such thing on this show. It's too personal.
If you guys had musical cues, that's where like someone would start playing Keith Sweat or something. There's a reference that young folks will get. Consult your local library.
There was a woman who was on the first and I think second season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, whose name was Lisa Wu.
Okay.
And well after she left the show, I found out that she had, in her first marriage was to Keith Sweat, and her name was Lisa Wu Sweat. If my name was Lisa Wu Sweat, I would never change my name.
That number one feels like an awesome drag queen name.
Right?
Like, can you just imagine, like, performing as Lisa Wu Sweat, and you're just always doing it in athletic gear, which I know isn't really, like, drag couture, but...
You could make it drag couture.
You could make it happen.
You could make anything drag
couture. Make it
work. What were we talking about? Your hand wraps?
Yeah. And okay. If there's a better way...
There is a better way. Oh, here's what I was going to say about the... getting a second wear out of your gym clothes.
Okay.
You might find that when you change your gym gear laundering practices,
okay,
that you are able to get a second wear out. It may be that, like, if you're using the wrong products and there's, like, a buildup of bacteria and odor even on the clean stuff, mm-hmm, that's getting exacerbated when you put them back on and wear them again.
Okay.
I mean, you might not, but, like...
We shall see.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Also, I will send you the literature on, like, all of the do's and don'ts of washing gym gear.
All right.
Because there's a lot. I've written a lot on the subject. Well, because also, like, I live this. I mean, you know me. Like, I'm a gym rat. And yeah, so I live the subject. And, like, I'm kind of always tweaking how I'm handling my gym gear. And
I thought you were just going to stop at tweaking.
And I'm tweaking and twerking. Okay. The hand wraps. I have a really, really easy solution for you. So first of all, you absolutely can machine wash them. You got to do two things. The first thing is seal up the Velcro, like, as perfectly as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Or seal up? What? What do you
mean? What, you just mean, like, stick it?
Close up the Velcro.
Stick it to the other side so it's not just flying about open.
Right, exactly. So do that, but then also put it into one of those mesh washing bags. Do you know what those are when I describe them? They're like those little kind of zippered pouches.
Yeah. The people put their unmentionables in sometimes.
Yes, exactly. Which is basically what your wraps are. They're your unmentionables.
They are.
So if you put them in the bag, that's going to do two things. One, it's going to keep the Velcro from sticking onto everything else that's in there. And then the other thing it's going to do is keep the wrap itself from winding around everything else.
Because that's the other problem. It just gets so kinked and torqued that it just, like, it just screws up the drying process, too.
Right. And then it's, like, wrapped around, like, the leg of your jean, and you have to, like, unravel it. And then when it goes in the dryer, the same thing happens, and it's a huge pain in the ass and blah, blah. The mesh bag will save you from that. Like, in fact, even if you put it in the mesh washing bag without the Velcro done up, it won't matter because it's just going to be in its own thing. Those bags are super. They sell them at the Container Store.
They do. I've seen them.
So the next time you're there, you know, later today or tomorrow.
I was going to say, like, literally at least once a week. We actually have to, Lindsay and I have to go return something there anyway. So
okay, good. So when you're there, you'll pick up one of the bags. They usually sell them in sets of different sizes. Not a bad idea, actually, just to grab one of the sets of, like, you know, three different sizes, because Lindsay will use them for stuff. And
sure.
I'll say what I use them most for in my own life is because I launder in a laundromat, I put all of my socks in one and do, like, a few different ones for my underwear. I like to have a lot of room so that everything gets really clean. But in the laundromat, I do it for two reasons. One, it helps me not lose things and not drop, like, you know, a pair of underwear or a sock on the dirty ground when you're transferring stuff, which I don't like. But also because I don't really like folding my underwear at the laundromat, just because, like, you never know who's there.
And
people, I mean, I've caught people staring at me, like, not folding underwear, but, like, just doing, you know, just, like, weird, you know. And so I just have this kind of thing where, like, if all of it's just in the bag, I can just pull it out. I don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to drop it on the ground. I'm not going to lose it. And I just fold it when I get home.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So the other thing that I use them for is I use them when I'm packing to go places.
That also makes
which
sense.
Is very, very convenient. That's going to save your life for those wraps. Two other things to mention. One, get yourself some Dr. Bronner's because I have found the best detergent to use for things that are extremely smelly. So that's anything from, like, people who have gotten gasoline spilled on their pants to, I once had, like, a weird run of people spilling the oil from tinned fish on clothing.
As one does.
You know.
When are you big in Norway or something?
I might be. You never know. They're very clean people. I had a friend who was in, like, a baby clothing swap and got a whole batch of, like, virtually brand new baby clothes. They'd only been worn a few times, but they reeked of perfume.
Huh. Huh.
And she was like, I don't know if they used like a fragrant dryer sheet or if the person just like literally wore this heavy perfume. She was like, I've washed these things like 3 times. I can't get the smell out. And I was like, try washing them again in Dr. Bronner's and just hanging them to air dry and see if that works. She was like, shit, that worked. Like,
so you're saying use Dr. Bronner's in the machine.
So use Dr. Bronner's in the machine. There's a cheat sheet on the Dr. Bronner's website for the dilution ratio.
Okay.
It depends if you've got an HE washing machine or a regular washing machine. But for regular washing machines, the dose is like a quarter cup of Dr. Bronner's.
Okay.
Which is not a huge amount. That's going to be great for getting the smell out. Use the mesh bag and then just let them air dry. I think that's going to be better because, one, you're worried about them shrinking in the dryer. Weird sidebar about shrinking in the dryer.
Mm.
Shrinking in the dryer only happens after the garment is fully dry and then it's still left and exposed to the heat.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Like, just a weird thing about. So you could dry them up until the point where they're just barely damp and take them out. But honestly, they're so small.
It's just the only annoying thing for me is air drying them in our bathroom means hanging them on a shower curtain rod. Because we just don't have like
right
because
you don't have
otherwise.
A drying rack.
Yeah, I've thought about buying one, but the other thing is that I'm putting the drying rack literally in the tub.
Right.
Which doesn't really seem to solve anything.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
so,
I use
also boxing wraps are super long. They're like 2-3 feet long.
Oh, I didn't realize. I guess that makes sense.
Because you got to wrap them around your hand multiple times.
Right.
I mean, maybe not 3 feet, but they're long.
Yeah, they're long.
They're
okay.
Good long.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that also if you're machine washing them, they're going to come out like only just barely damp because of.
Well, because that's the other thing.
Because
it's
of
like
the
when
way that the spin cycle works, which versus when you're hand washing.
Right, they're soaking wet. And so they take all night to dry. And even by the time like I go and get them in the morning, there's still a tiny bit of damp. And it's like, well, I can't leave these here because people have to shower.
Right.
Like, you know, so I have to put them away. And
yeah.
Then that's not great.
One thought on that, if you do, I mean, I think you're just going to go and take this machine washing route because I think it's really the best.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. And I mean, throw them in with your gym clothes because then, you know, delicate cycle, cold water, the Dr. Bronner's is going to be great on smells. The other thing that you can try if you do hand wash them, like if you need to wash them and you're not doing laundry and you're just like, ugh. After you take them out of the hand wash and you squeeze them out, roll them up in a dry towel, like jelly roll style.
Okay.
That surprisingly extrudes a ton of water.
Hmm.
Like that's what I do when I hand wash, you know, I rinse, drain, push out as much of the water as I can, and then I roll whatever it is in a dry towel. On the occasions when I haven't done that, I have noticed a huge difference in the drying time of the garment.
Okay.
So it really does make a big difference. But I think that the machine washing is going to be the way to go.
Well, that's wonderful.
We should probably wrap up and get to chip chatting.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
I had one, and because you reminded me by talking about dryers and because you noted that Lindsay and I had a cleaning disagreement, it reminded me of what it was. Because this is something I'd never heard of before until she brought it up, and I honestly thought she was crazy. We were doing laundry, and we were going to put stuff in the dryer. And when I do my laundry, I always just throw everything together in the dryer, one big pile, or, you know, if it's a ton of it, I separate it out into just two separate piles, but I just throw it all in one go. Lindsay started separating by color, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, color.
Wait a minute. Had you washed all the stuff together in one big washer load?
No. They've been separated by color for washing.
For washing.
Purposes. Yes, which I know is a thing. You don't
okay.
want to wash, like, red and white together.
So
you want to wash dark
so
colors together.
So then you
together.
Were taking two loads of wash and putting them into one dryer?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, a ton of clothes. It's enough clothes to fit in a dryer where everything gets dry.
Okay.
So we're not like overloading a dryer.
Okay.
This is just it was a normal amount of
okay.
clothing.
I got it. You were doing two small loads of wash that would have equaled one load of dry.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
But
understood.
Regardless, I don't separate drying stuff by colors. When she started doing it, I was like, what are you doing? This is a thing? Like how on earth would this simple process of exposing something to hot air cause a color to run? Like it makes sense that like water would cause colors to run. But when she mentioned this, I was like, no, this is silly. This is not a thing. I have dried my clothes together as long as I've been doing laundry. I have never seen any difference in terms of, like, color run or anything being damaged, like, or my earth. I mean, certainly, yes, things shrink, things fade, but that's
right,
drier
that's,
life.
Yeah.
But, like, never anything where it's like I've put a white shirt and a red shirt together in a dryer and gotten a red shirt and a pink shirt in exchange.
Right.
Like, so apparently, though, and then I looked this up because I was like, that's just crazy. And I actually looked it up. I was like, that is apparently a thing that can happen?
Yeah, it is. So Lindsay texted me. So now, in fairness, I did not know which one of you was on which side of the debate.
I mean, you could have pretty easily guessed I was on the wrong side of
cleaning,
this one.
Cleaning justice is blind. No, actually, I didn't. Because you are fussy about the way that things are done.
Like, I'm also lazy, though.
You are. But so the point is, it could have broken either way.
Okay.
So I didn't know. And what I said was that probably 90% of the time, that's perfectly fine to do. But that with red dyes in particular,
okay,
because they are so highly fugitive and they are such a bitch to get out when they do bleed onto something lighter colored, that it's not worth taking the risk. And the risk really is that, well, you don't have active water flushing through both of these garments in the same load. They're still wet. So if you put a wet red sock where the red dye hasn't fully set into the fibers on top of a wet white shirt, you could have some color transfer.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, 90% it's going to be fine, especially if there are things that have been washed over and over again, and you kind of know that the any dye that's going to run off has run off.
Probably.
But I was like, but you know, probably not really worth taking the risk.
Well,
so,
I mean, Lindsay and I have the one other laundry disagreement we have is when I wash all my socks and underwear together. I don't separate them by color. I just throw them all in one washing machine. She separates out everything by color, everything, including socks and underwear, which I think is kind of pointless because, number one, if there is color run between my socks and underwear, I don't really care. No one can see them except me, and I don't really mind if my
and sock. Lindsay.
Okay, sure, but I don't think she cares either.
Okay.
And number two, it's like, I kind of want those to be washed together because they are the dirtiest of all the things, and I would prefer for them to be, like, you know,
boiled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that, I would prefer to do them in a warm or hot wash.
Okay.
And, you know,
which you don't need to do,
which I don't need to do,
feel better.
But sure, you know, it's a palliative. It's a psychic thing.
OK, you should just start using Lysol laundry sanitizer. Wash everything on colds and use this product called Lysol laundry sanitizer. I feel like you're going to be very, very happy with it.
The thing is, I'm not even like Lindsay's a germaphobe.
Well, you just said you want to boil your underwear.
But that's something because it's just like it's just to get like. To make sure it's as clean as possible because you don't want to be wearing like half clean underwear. That's
right.
Gross.
That's why I'm saying start using the Lysol laundry sanitizer.
I feel like once you start getting into words like sanitizer and Lysol, you're trending perilously close to like Howard Hughes territory. You're just keeping your pee in jars and wearing shoe boxes.
No, that's not fair at all.
I mean, Lindsay,
the opposite of keeping pee
Lindsay
in jars.
Lindsay's at the point where it's like if we are walking fish together. And he poops. And we're not going home anytime soon. Like, for example, if we're taking him to the container store and he poops on the way, she will not pick it up. She makes me do it because the sheer thought of picking up his poop, even with the bag on her hand,
right.
You know, like everybody does. You put the bag on your hand, you grab the poop, turn it inside out, you're done.
Yeah.
The thought of having even touched it, even with a surface or a membrane in between, repulses her so much that she like needs to wash her hand.
Yeah.
Which I get. You're touching fecal matter.
Right.
But I'm like, it's through a bag. And granted, the bag is not it's not as if I'm wearing like a hazmat suit. It is a mildly porous surface to some degree or another. But it's like, it's also like, you just kind of gotta get on with life. You can't.
Hand sand.
Yeah.
Exists.
I don't think she actually likes hand sanitizer.
I don't like hand sanitizer.
I think it's gross.
But,
it smells bad, and it's just like
you use the tiniest
amount, and it's still just you just have to rub your hands together for an hour before it's just dissipated.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it brings people a lot of psychological comfort, and that's fine.
Like that, the thing you can add, the little like vitamin C pill you can add to your water.
Oh, the emergency?
Yeah, that doesn't do anything.
It just makes you feel like you're going to feel better.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not a germaphobe, but I get germophobia and I understand it. I don't know. I think you got to just like shrug and say, oh, you know.
It's because dogs
I love this woman.
Dogs are gross.
dogs are very gross creatures.
They're disgusting. He does gross stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. But you just kind of got to live with it.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Lysol laundry sanitizer. I'll buy you a bottle for Hanukkah.
I do think.
How about that?
Well, actually, I did want to ask you, and maybe we can just do this in the chip chat as we're chatting chips. But I wanted to ask you about the holidays in particular. I know you said you hate the holidays.
I do.
And I'm not going to get into why, because this is not, I'm not your therapist.
It's not therapy.
But I'm curious if
there's... I thought we established during your residency that this is therapy.
Oh, my parents wish I were like... But I was curious if there's any holiday you do like. We can save mm-hmm. it for the chip chat.
Yeah. Halloween, obviously.
Well, I'm saying the high holy day. Of the like Christmas-oriented holidays. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, what's it called? What's the Seinfeld Christmas?
Oh, Festivus?
Festivus.
Diwali.
The many end of year holidays. I know Zoroastrianism has one that I can't remember.
I probably would like that one. No, I really don't.
They're all bad.
Yeah, I just get really depressed during the holidays, and
that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's really common. I find, like many people, I find them overwhelming and stressful. And there are things that about the holidays I do like. I love Christmas lights. I love eggnog. Obviously, you know, we had Nog Fest last year.
We
hope we're going to do it again this year because it was really fun. And I think that was a nice tradition that I'd like to keep. You know, to me, I do get very overwhelmed.
That's understandable.
And so, like,
Christmas is overwhelming.
If I can keep it contained, then there are points that I can enjoy. But yeah, I mean, just generally speaking, it's just kind of not my jam. Halloween though, man, love Halloween. Also, I love the Grinch.
Oh, of course.
I love the Grinch.
If you don't like Christmas, you gotta love the Grinch.
That's right. I love the Grinch up until the point where he turns nice. And then the whole thing's ruined for me.
Yeah, he should have just stayed a miserable bastard.
Yes,
I'll do say, I feel bad though that we've done this whole episode about cleaning. I've not asked a single thing about cleaning up baking stuff because that's Lindsay's big new thing now.
Oh, well, I'll have her come back because I'm going to actually do some of that in February.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, there you go. You should get her on to talk about baking because that's her thing now.
Good. I love baking. So I have a lot of help for that. Not only because I'm a professional clean person, but because in my own life, I do a lot of baking.
Yeah,
so
well, there you go.
I can help with that. Listen, on that happy note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person. John, thank you so much for coming.
Well, now I'm just being... Is there one episode that I will do that will not end with me being trolled in some capacity or another?
No, absolutely not. The whole fun of having you here. No, it's been great to have you back. I hope you'll come back in 2019. You were the very first co-host in residence, actually.
Yeah, look at that. So who are the people who are also doing this?
Tim Herrera will be back for the next episode.
Ooh,
and then
Tim Herrera.
That's right. And then Meredith Haggerty will be back for the actual Christmas Day episode, which we're actually recording tomorrow. And the other co-hosts in residence, Jaya and Matt, I only had 3 episodes to do and I had 4 co-hosts. So I was just like, Jaya and Matt, I'll bring you back next year. So I'll be doing this, playing this little game with the other two.
And now you got to decide on your 2019 roster of.
That's right. Well, I hope to bring you back.
All right.
Because it was really fun. And I'm sure we have lots more to discuss. If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or Spotify. Oh, that's also new since you've been here.
Well, you guys are on Spotify
show's
now?
On Spotify now.
Hey.
Yep. Yay. Please leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And, of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
I thought it was going to be you, too, that one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.